Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because the works for pay has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Boniface. He's an Englishman, but sent to Germany to preach and establish many churches, and eventually he became bishop. So today is a special occasion. We pray for those countries that do not be part of the Roman Catholic Church, especially in Germany. By the time of Martin Luther, a great proportion of Catholic churches people get into the other denominations rather than Roman Catholic Church. But today, Jesus' prayer, he is asking God the Father that he said, I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is the desire of Jesus. Of course, by the time of Jesus, there is no difference. Only the difference between Christians and non-Christians. But in the 16th century, by the time Martin Luther, so some Catholics become Christians, they go away from the Catholic Church. But today's gospel, Jesus is expecting there should be one shepherd, one flock. 3 years ago, I was with a group of ecumenical commission to visit Germany, the place where Martin Luther was, and to Rome to visit the Pope. Our trip, we are about 16 or 17 members. Most of them are from Protestant churches. There's a few from Catholic Church. All the trip, of course, we Catholic, we say our Mass, and the Christians, they have their own liturgy. But apart from that, we share all together, evening prayer, morning prayer, visit places. From the outside, we can see the difference that we are who are Christians or who are Catholic, because this is really big grace. This ecumenical movement let us all be more united. It is a friendship. It is that the way we do the sharing all in this sense. Of course, we need still have to pray that one day become one shepherd, one flock. Until that time, what we have to do is entrust this issue in the hand of Jesus. Just as if in the wedding banquet in Cana, when a lady saw that they do not have enough wine, she just mentioned it to Jesus in a simple way. They do not have wine. Then, you see, Jesus make a big miracle, change the water, 6 buckets of water into the best wine ever, according to the guests. So Jesus will give more than we ask. But important that we have to ask. I think many of you know there's one episode, a dialogue between Jesus and Faustina. One day Jesus asked Faustina, "Faustina, why don't you ask favor from me?" And then Faustina, in a really simple way, she said, "Lord, you know what I need. I don't have to ask." But Jesus says, "I know it's one matter. You ask is another matter. Lord, because I know and you don't ask." So beautiful. Many times I also have the feeling that, oh God, you know everything. We have to ask. But Jesus is expecting us to ask. Ask is also a sign of trust. When a child asks the father, the parents for something, they know that the parents know that they're hungry, know that they need something. When the child says, "I don't need to ask," but still, at times we ask, the parents know what we need. Of course, they will give us what we ask. But this is the explicit way. I know is one thing, but you ask another thing. We shouldn't take for granted, oh, Lord, you know everything. So it's an opportunity for us to ask many things that you can. So nice. Jesus is really nice to each one of us. He's really our Father. Whatever we need, just ask. He will give us the best. The best might not be the thing that you ask, at least that corresponds to what we need. Maybe something's better for our soul. Maybe Jesus might not give the thing that we ask for this one. But then Jesus will give you another, better gifts. We don't know. God is our Father. He provides. So today we pray for the church in Germany. Pray for those people, especially today. It's not belong to one flock, one shepherd. We have this special grace from the Lord that we Catholic and Christians may sometime come together and pray together. If any distinction, we are all children of one Father in heaven.